8:45. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for tuning in today. It's great to have you on board. Now, whether or not you watched the Democratic debates last night, and you've certainly heard it a lot here on NPR, this word of talk of sustainability, of carbon footprints, of bringing down carbon emissions, and how does one actually do that? We hear the platitudes, but how does one get down to the brass tacks of making something happen? Well, Craig Moody's with Vertis Group, and they took a first step in doing a survey, and I want to talk about that survey and what that could mean. Craig, great to have you on board here today.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. So can you give us the 5,000-foot view on what Vertis Group does, and then let's get specific to this particular survey that's top of the news right now.
Sure. Vertis Group is a sustainability consulting firm. We help typically large organizations identify and implement ways to be more sustainable. So sustainable in that definition really is about, as you mentioned, carbon emissions and reducing carbon emissions. It's about water efficiency. Waste reduction recycling is still a big line of work for us right now. And as it relates to the survey that we're going to discuss, we do a lot of work in the mobility, active transportation space as well. It's all about being more environmentally sensitive for our clients while helping them achieve their kind of higher level objectives of, you know, for in the healthcare industry, improving public health more broadly. So there's a lot of connections that we draw to sustainability and their missions.
Okay. Using the old business thing of widgets. In this case, let's just say a company designs widgets. They don't produce them. It's not a manufacturing mm-hmm. concern. So would one of the things your company would come into, and I'm simplifying this greatly,
sure.
but if you guys would come in and say, hey, you know what? If you had receptacles here that could recycle aluminum cans,
sure.
if you your cardboard could be put here,
sure.
Am I getting it right?
That's a snippet of what we do, no question. And you know, you're going down the waste recycling path. Quite honestly, 10 years ago when we started the firm, we kind of thought that all of that would be figured out by now. The reality is it is way more complicated than anyone imagines.
Sure.
And quite honestly, it's getting more challenging. The markets are difficult. The diversity of materials that go through any organization on any given day, if you think about a hospital, using that example, there are so many things that find their way into a hospital that need to go somewhere when they're done being used. And that's a big part of what we're helping people figure out.
Just the word plastic is almost a ubiquitous term that means so many different things.
Sure, there's so many different types of plastic, and some are nearly every plastic is recyclable. Now, whether or not it can be recycled in a particular market or community is a totally different question.
Sure.
And that's part of what, you know, we come to the table with the expertise of knowing what can go where and what's the market like today, what is it going to be in the future, and helping organizations set up the internal systems to collect and eventually, ideally, recycle all of those things.
Okay, very good. Now, the Downtown and Midtown Mobility Survey, what was that and what have we learned from it?
So there were 8 organizations, large organizations that employers and landowners in Downtown and Midtown who came together and asked us to conduct a survey of their employees and tenants to ask them, how do they get to and from work today? How do those individuals want to get to and from work in the future if an employer instituted a certain set of programmatic interventions? So in other words, if an employer stepped forward and said, we're going to provide you as an employee a bus pass. We're going to create an emergency ride-home program so that if, you know, Mike, you and I carpool, my daughter gets sick, I got to run, you're stuck. So creating emergency ride-home programs is something that an employer can do. So we were really trying to understand, how do people commute today in Downtown and Midtown, and how do they want to commute in the future? And then we kind of took a look at if some new infrastructure were set up. So we know Orbit is coming, but bus rapid transit is coming. And then there's a lot of discussion about a modern streetcar as well. So we wanted to explore what are the implications of that new infrastructure as well.
And what did you find, just kind of from a bullet point standpoint?
Yeah, at a high level, we found way more support than we anticipated. 22% of commuters today use an active mode of transportation. So 22% of people either bus, bike, walk, carpool, maybe they work remotely. The potential to increase it is you could get to about 39% if employers stepped in and said, we're going to actually catalyze this a little bit.
And only because of time constraints, mm-hmm. what could that mean for the situation downtown and midtown?
Well, the benefits are huge. I mean, if you think about the amount of land that we dedicate to parking, if you are able to reduce the amount of land that we have to dedicate to parking and use that for more, you know, interesting, purposeful reasons, it could create a much more
green space, community gardens, et cetera.
Yeah. I mean, any number of things that are going to actually create a more vibrant downtown midtown, which is a really interesting idea. And then you've got environmental benefits, and there's a long list of benefits that we could go through.
He's Craig Moody. He's managing principal of Virtus Group. Can you give us a website where people might be able to take a look at some of these?
Yeah, VirtusGroup.com.
Sure. VirtusGroup.com. That's mm-hmm. VERDISGroup.com. Craig, thank you very much.
Pleasure. A
fascinating topic. Appreciate you stopping by today and sharing that with us. Morning Edition continues on KIOS-FM, Omaha Public Radio, where the time now is 8:51.